3637 carry out and delivery from Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. From the 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number three of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
This is Mariah, third generation at Newsetters Fine Jewelry. Buying an engagement ring can be intimidating. At Newsetters, we ensure a complete understanding of your purchase. We offer a choice in both lab and mine-grown diamonds and are able to work with any budget. Let our family help educate you on your choice at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or at wowdiamonds.com.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward, and we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Celebrate 37 years of lifting local at Club Fitness. We're extending our anniversary offer. Join in March with enrollment of 37 cents. Why lift local at Club Fitness? We began in St. Louis, owned and operated by people who live here. 22 area locations. We've always had your support, so we will always be there for everybody. Start lifting local. Join Club Fitness in March with enrollment of just 37 cents.
This is Patrick Kelly, and I want to introduce you to the Schnucks Athlete of the Week. Every week, Schnucks and 590 will highlight the story of a local athlete excelling both athletically and academically. Every week, you can vote through Wednesday on your favorite high school athletes of the week on 590thefan.com, and each Friday, the winner's unique story will be told. Voting will then start over the next week when a new athlete of the week is chosen. Check it out on 590thefan.com.
You know you're doing something right when you're a locally owned St. Louis family restaurant open for 25 years. Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, serving only USDA prime beef. And as for the seafood, Surf and Sirloin has always acquired its fish whole so the product can be inspected on site to ensure quality and integrity. When you want high-end steak and seafood options, white tablecloth dining, go to where St. Louisans have gone for over a quarter century. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or at surfandsirloin.com.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. During winter months, furnace heat can cause your home to be drier than the Sahara Desert. Low humidity can cause painful dry skin, itchy eyes, and sore throats. And dry air can warp and crack the woodwork and hardwood floors in your home and give you those annoying static shocks. I had Design Air install a humidifier in my home this winter and already noticed an improvement. Contact Design Air, the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, to find out more about adding a humidifier to your home.
In these trying times, the Post Sports Bar and Grill is proud to announce their All for Post, Post for All initiative. From now on, 20% of all curbside carryout orders will go directly to furloughed employees. To place your order online now, go to thepostsportsbar.com and click Order Online. And to thank you for your loyalty, the Post will be offering a free cheesesteak certificate for all orders over $50 and free to-go drinks on all kids' meals. And be sure to visit thepostsportsbar.com/merch for gift cards and more. Stay posted, my friends, and follow along with hashtag All for Post, Post for all.
Sing it, Kate. Imagine living in another country with this stinking coronavirus. We're still in the best place in the world we can be. I am convinced of that. Ladies and gentlemen, hour number three means it's Playhouse time. Here we go.
Opinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join us, partners, and him.
There's no fun left on the
air.
And we're full of chips, and we think you'll get lots of
the brown stain on the mattress.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds disgusting. Brown stain. Brown stain on anything sounds disgusting.
It's not good.
Well, Good afternoon and welcome to the March 24th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, where you can still shop 24/7 at Londoff.com. Take a look at the inventory. It is being updated, and it will keep you apprised of just exactly what there is to choose from, and you can do pretty much everything there. And then when the time comes for the deal, you make an appointment and you go in and the transaction will be done. We'll talk about that, but first let's do this.
Hey!
Manu, I think we'll really like the joke today, if for no other reason, it has a British woman in it. So, right there. Back to your... I don't want to say your home, because your home is here. Your place of residence for 19 years. That's how long this man lived in Great Britain. And for 10 of those years, he was in Birmingham, England. Yes, he is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Bill Clavlin is still at home. He's decided to do his part with the social distancing by staying at home, so he'll be on the phone. And a man who doesn't have to worry about contact, because even before this coronavirus, nobody wanted to be in the room with him. He was behind this glass long before there was a coronavirus. Let me put it this way, Dan. That didn't sound very nice. This is a man who deserves and over the years has earned his own private space.
How's that? Trendsetter.
Trendsetter.
Yeah, that's right.
You saw it coming. Yep. Even Teresa Caputo didn't see it coming, but you did. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations in Missouri and in Illinois, and right now they're offering drive-through service only for your safety and theirs. You can make an appointment, though, for safe deposit boxes, loans, or other services that they offer.
You don't have to make an appointment for a safe deposit box. You just drive up to the window
and tell them you need to get in your box.
Okay. You don't need to make an appointment.
I need to get in my safe deposit box. And they'll say, pull over. Come on in. All right. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs, and you can bank online as well. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Well, it's a good thing this man is still no longer a night cook at Denny's, because I don't think Denny's is open at night or during the day, just like all these other places. So he got out of there, not in the nick of time, but well in advance of what we're going through now. He's also glad he's no longer selling knives door to door, because I want to say they'd slam the door in your face. They wouldn't even open the door now if you came to the door to sell them knives. Beer vendor at Busch Stadium? Forget about it, as they say. There's not going to be anybody walking up and down the aisle. How'd you do that again, Tim, when you used to do it? What did you...
Hey, Colbert!
Oh, man. He had to be, like, the best at it of anybody there. But those days are over, as are his roller rink DJ days. Now he's head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon, and believe me, there's a lot to research these days. We're always looking up something, and he's in charge of that. He's in charge of the entire research staff, which I believe we had to let 3 people go. We're down to 47 people on our research staff. He's in charge of our digital clock, and that's important because knowing what time it is, not just about what time it is, but exactly what time it is important. And that's his job. Let me just check. 5:18, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 5:19 exactly, 02, 03. Yep, I know it's right because I just checked the Bureau of Standards clock, and it has the exact same time. He's also our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and there's something else. What is it? I can't remember. Oh, yeah. Oh, now I remember. That music reminds me. He's also a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank, and I've told Limey to cue up the shotgun so you can mow my lawn on the punchline on this quick joke, just to lighten the mood a little bit here in the 5 o'clock hour. Dan Strauss went to the doctor, and the doctor told him he didn't have the coronavirus, he just had a very bad flu. Dan says, well, I want a second opinion.
You're ugly, too.
Perfect timing on Frank's lawnmower and perfect timing
by
Limey.
Thank you.
Just trying to make you laugh in these days of not much laughter. Like say hello and thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. Their service department remains open, and sales transactions can still be handled by appointment. You can visit Londoff.com for a complete inventory of every new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on that lot or at their Johnny Londoff Autoplex lot in St. Peter's. At either place, they can get you financed. When your bank says no, their banks say yes. You can still give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24/7 at Londoff.com. And if you call them or email them, make sure you let them know your AM and the PM when you find new roads at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
All righty. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses hind end.
And Rat Boy watched a couple episodes of that thing I was talking to Dan Buffa about on Hulu, Little Fires Everywhere, with Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington. And so now Rat Boy's trying to get in touch with Reese Witherspoon because he wants to produce a special product to have her endorse, and he thinks it'd be really cool to call it Reese. What is it, Reese?
Cheese.
No, that doesn't work. I'll tell you why. It Reese. Cheese has like a Z. No.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. If her name were Reese, then you got something.
Reese,
you
cheese sounds like a, Reese cheese sounds like a yeast infection or something.
Yeah, it does, Red Boy. You rethink that.
Reese
it does.
Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy. It sounds like Reese Witherspoon has a yeast infection. I agree with him. So go back and rethink that. The one constant that helps at least all of us on this show get through this is that this next guy, who's the head of our studio orchestra, had burned, copied, and handed out to all of us at no charge the best, it's called Best of Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. And I'm going to tell you something. Yeah, come on, do that. That's going to help me get through this. Dan, you might want to consider repressing the songs you know by heart, the harmonica stylings of Dan Strauss.
Yes.
That could lift a lot of people up.
I know. I think I have it.
Can we just give them a quick example of how uplifting it is? Anybody name a song. Tim, Limey, just your favorite song.
Jukebox Hero.
Jukebox Hero.
What is it, Cheap Trick?
No, it's Foreigner.
Foreigner, thank you.
Okay, Foreigner, Jukebox Hero. Just hit them with a little of that. And I know you didn't get to rehearse.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about this.
Yeah.
So, go ahead. Who doesn't feel better right now? Huh?
You're missing that crowd.
Yeah, I love it.
Crazy.
Uplifting. All right. We're brought to you by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Open for business, sort of. You can make an appointment, finish the transaction, seal the deal. Prior to that, go to the website, which is something, you know, a lot of people were doing anyway. So Londoff.com, 24/7, it's there. And they have a terrific website. I said that like a year or so ago when for whatever reason, I hadn't needed to go there, and I just kind of discovered it. I'll check the website out. Man, I was blown away. It's really impressive. Some tremendous videos of these cars, and all the information you need is, you know, check it out, kind of narrow it down to one or two, and then eventually you can make an appointment to go and finish the deal. But for now, that's the way it has to be. That's the way it has to work. Not going to go in the showroom. Service department is open. Open for business, as usual, because, think about it, that is, I agree, an essential service. If your vehicle breaks down, and you need to get to, I don't want to say hospital because it makes it sound even worse, whoever's going to run the hospital emergency, but just to get essentials, groceries, or medication from the drugstore. You need the car to be running right, and that's why apparently the powers that be agree that service, automobile service, is essential. So Bruce Weiner and his crew are there for you at the service department at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And again, 24/7 at Londoff.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
Joke, by the way, will be brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Drive-through windows are open for you. We'll talk about that before the joke. And now, brought to you by Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. More information at windowworldstlouis.com. From his home in Crestwood, is that where we said he lives? From his home in Crestwood, Missouri. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bill Cleveland. Well, Bill, how are you?
I miss those guys. I got to be honest.
I'm sure you do. So what do you just, you know, because I think maybe natural curiosity causes us to kind of want to know what other people are doing to get through this homebound period. What have you been doing? Are you watching more of something on TV, or do you have a game?
A lot of pornography.
Oh,
you know what?
Hey, at least he's
I like
honest.
An honest answer. Honesty, best policy. I made that up. A lot of pornography.
Makes all your cares go away.
Well, it certainly does. I mean, that's what I hear.
I heard you earlier talking with Dan Buffa, and I can't. You called me earlier today. I can't believe I didn't mention this to you. Then I watched the entire series of The Tiger King, and it is amazing.
All at once?
Wow.
Oh yeah, I couldn't stop. I binged the entire thing.
Oh my goodness! How many are there? Like 11 or something? How many are there? Or no, it's like 7.
Eight.
Eight.
Yeah,
and how long is each one? Like 50 minutes or something? It's close to an hour, right?
45 minutes, I think. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, folks, that's how good it is. Bill just he watched the whole thing in one sitting. That's how good Tiger King is. So
it is. Yeah, yes, it is. It's phenomenal, and you were right. I had no idea how many people had tigers in the private, you know, just for small zoos or just, I guess, in their homes. I don't know where they put these
things.
Okay,
help me out here. The lead character, this guy. What's his name again?
Joe. He called himself Joe.
Joe Exotic. Okay. Now he changed his name legally to Joe Exotic. Bill, what was the number of big cats that he actually owns on his own property? It was over 2,000, if I remember.
What?
Oh no.
That's a little insane.
Oh no. It's beyond belief.
How do they all get along?
Well, I guess pretty well, but Bill, what was the number? He raises cattle just to kill them to feed these lions and tigers, and I wish I could remember all the numbers. It's staggering the number of cows he has to feed them.
Yes, and so he has, and then he also, and I don't think this is giving away anything, he would also use, so like Walmart, for example, would give him their leftover, like things that people had thrown away or things that had expired to feed to the tigers. And actually what I found interesting, he was certainly a character and an interesting deal, but I just was stunned how many other people out there are like him. Maybe not as eccentric, but people who have their own, and I mean, it's amazing that I haven't done any, you know, Bill on the Road stories at any of these places. They have, or until they closed down, I guess they had one somewhere in South Carolina, there's one in Florida, and they'll show you a map, and you'll see all of these places where they have these private, they call them a zoo. I mean, they weren't accredited or anything, they couldn't be. And it really is unreal. And the guy is, you said it perfectly. You cannot explain it until you watch the show.
Here's how crazy these people are. There's one episode where they interview a woman who worked at, and Bill, I don't remember if she worked for Joe. She did. She worked for Joe Exotic, and she made the mistake of putting her arm in a cage of one of the animals she did, and it bit her entire, it bit from the elbow to edge, bit her arm off, okay? Not only did she not sue him, she went right back to work, I think 3 days after they had to just finish off the amputation, and couldn't wait to get back to work, and said, yeah. Now, it's my own fault, and I would never blame the animal. I mean, that's how nutty these people are.
Well,
it was almost like she was sorry that she did what she did and created and caused this issue.
To put it into perspective, the woman, the girl that you just mentioned, is actually the most sane person of anyone that they highlight in the entire series.
All right, now I've got to watch it. If a woman who got her arm bit off is the most sanest person.
Say what?
I wish I had made notes of some of the numbers that they talked about in feeding these cats. There's one tiger that he's... Oh, I'm sorry. It was a liger. Remember that? It's a cross between a lion and a tiger. They crossbreed them. And so the reporter, and he's petting this thing, and the thing is already monstrous, and it's just like a big cub. And they said, so how big will this get? He said, oh, 900 pounds. the idea of a cat weighing 900 pounds. It's just, and you know, and everybody has seen these videos where they roll around and wrestle with them, and you know, and but like just like they're little kittens or something. These people are absolutely insane, and they're dead serious about what they do.
Yes, I interviewed a woman once in Gulf Shores, Alabama, who worked at a zoo. Now the zoo was accredited, but just a little backstory here. So I think it was in 2004, there was a really bad hurricane that went through the Gulf Coast. And this woman was the head of the local zoo there in Gulf Shores. And so she took almost all of the animals back to her house. Now she had some acres. It wasn't like they were all living inside the house, but two of the animals were tigers and they were tiger cubs. And she raised them inside her house in 2004. So obviously they get bigger, they grow up, and they're at the zoo. And she had formed this bond with these tigers. And so I'm there interviewing her, and she says, oh, come here, I want to introduce you to whatever the cats, the tigers' names were. And we go up to this fence. It is it's a wobbly chain link fence. It's not like there's, you know, like at the St. Louis Zoo where you have a moat or whatever. The tigers are, oh, come here. And this woman is pressing her face and her hands into the, and patting the, and the tigers are right there. And they are loving on her. And that's kind of what this guy does. He developed relationships with these tigers when they're really young. And so he can go in the cages with them for the most part. And they're, you know, they seem to be fairly tame, but it is a weird, weird thing.
Right, did you get to watch her nurse them?
That's sick. See, that's sick. Oh. That's sick. One last thing, Bill. There was an episode, and I don't remember what triggered it, but one of these nut jobs who had, I think it was like 27 full-size lions and tigers. He got mad at his wife or something, and he let them all loose in the community. So they showed a video of a local newscast warning people, there are lions and in our little town, and they're roaming all over the neighborhood, and they had signs up on the highway, electronic signs, caution, stay in your car, lock your doors, wild animals and tigers on the loose. And they showed the bodies where they had to go out and hunt down and kill these lions and tigers.
Was this recently, like in the last 2 or 3 years, this actually took place? Because I think I remember a story about that.
I don't know when it happened. I don't know how recent it was. But it was nothing more than a case of a guy who snapped. And, Bill, do you remember why he let him go? He was mad at somebody. And he just turned them loose.
I don't remember.
Turned all of them loose. And they just took off through the neighborhood scaring the crap out of people. I mean, you imagine your kids outside playing, you walk out and they're staring down like a full-sized lion or something. Oh, these people. Yeah, they're it gets better. There's also a murder involved. One of the subjects of the documentary is thought to have, and when you see her, you won't doubt it, thought to have fed her husband to the tigers.
Mm. Wow.
That's a good way to go.
Wow.
We shouldn't say any more because we don't.
I'm not saying any more, but there's folks. There's still plenty more we haven't touched on. But they showed that she owns her own meat grinder. You grind your beef and stuff. They said it'd been very easy for her to just put her husband in the meat grinder, and then the tigers and lions will just eat it all and digest the little particles of bone. And there's no evidence of the guy ever. And this guy just disappeared. And they're convinced she fed him to the lion. That's it. No more. It's called Tiger King. And trust me, there's plenty more we haven't given away. So.
I mean, that for me to have watched it, I don't watch hardly anything on television, and this was one that I could not stop watching. It was it's insane. So yeah, you can take that for what it's worth. So today I'm going to talk quickly about a place in Rochester, New York. And it's called the George Eastman Museum. So does anybody know who George Eastman was?
Would this be like Eastman Kodak?
That name sounds very familiar.
The Kodak Eastman?
That's right. Yes. Okay. Good job. He was the founder of Kodak, which, by the way, it was a completely made-up name. People have said, oh, it stands for this. But no. It was a completely made-up name by George Eastman. And you can go to Rochester and you can tour his, I call it a house, it's a mansion, and it is the National Photography Hall of Fame and Museum now, but it still was his home, and pretty much everything is intact when he lived there. He was a bachelor and had this just beautiful, beautiful home, beautiful gardens. You can walk through and you can see all of these cameras from, you know, back in the day. And the guy was so smart. He really didn't have much of an education. He taught himself a lot of things. He's a real smart business person, but essentially he got started because he developed this thing. It's called a dry plate. And so the dry plate was for photographers to use when they would take pictures, so they could store this thing, and then they could store it again after they used it for taking a picture until it was ready to be developed. Because before that, you had to do it, you know, bam, bam, bam. There was no time to, you couldn't set things down or whatever. You had to develop things really quickly. And so he developed that, and that, of course, made him famous. And then he came out with these box cameras in the late 1800s. And so each camera was just a simple box, and they came with 100 exposures, and after you used them, you would send them back to the company headquarters there in Rochester, and they would develop them and then reload them with film again and send them back to you. And so their slogan was, you press the button, we do the rest. And that's kind of how people were able, normal people, average people were able to take pictures, because it was very, very expensive to do photography before this started. He obviously introduced the roll film. They don't use it much anymore, but it's the little roll film we all used to use, and you take to Walgreens or whatever to get developed. He invented that.
Man, doesn't that seem like 100 years ago when you used to wait for the mail to come and your pictures came back in an envelope?
Yeah.
Woohoo! And you couldn't open it fast enough and go through them.
This guy, this guy died in 1932, and he was worth $85 million
in 32.
In 32, which Wikipedia says is worth $1.6 billion today. And you know how he died? Suicide.
I do know. I was gonna mention that.
Oh.
But that's okay.
Sorry,
suicide.
Bill.
Way to ruin the segment.
Ruin the whole.
Way to
moan
his
ruin
long,
the whole.
Huh?
Ruiner.
I was really.
Can you edit that out?
No, we want you to be the
want yourself.
We want you to be the guy who ruined Bill's March 24th segment.
Okay, well, Bill, why did he commit suicide? I'll let you tell that.
He had a spine disease, an irreversible spinal disease, and he ended up killing his life. I don't know if you saw this part. So he left his friends a note when he killed himself. The note said, "My work is done. Why wait?" That was his going away.
Wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right.
See, I made up for it.
Kind of
proactive thinker.
You know, that was almost a monopoly, though. I mean, seriously, do you remember any film, and I know there was some out there, but like 99% of every roll of film you saw as a kid had Kodak on it. It was all, owned the photography business.
Yeah, not even, almost. I mean, it was. As late as 1976, they had 90% of the film sales in the country, and their biggest competitor was Fuji, which came along about that time. And the last thing I'll mention, this seems bizarre to me, but of course they lost so much money once digital cameras became a thing, but I did not know until doing a little research earlier that they introduced the first digital camera.
Yeah, they did.
Kodak was the one. Yeah, and so they did the first one, but they didn't stay ahead of the curve, unfortunately.
I wrote a paper on this because of school. They created the digital camera and then thought that it wouldn't take on, that it was a stupid idea, so they just shelved it. And I think they came up with the idea in like 1972 or 1978. And they were just like, yeah, no, this is stupid. Nobody's ever going to buy a digital camera.
So there's a bizarre situation. They created the very thing that put them out of business.
Yeah.
In a sense, it sure did.
I'm looking at a picture of his postage stamps. He had a commemorative issue postage stamp in 1954. Guess how much a stamp was in 1954?
54.
2 cents.
A penny?
3 cents.
Ooh. 3 cents, wow.
I was going to talk about the 3 cent stamp.
You were not. Oh, don't you say God. That.
She's such a good one. Good one.
Just kidding. But do check this place out if you're in Rochester. I love Rochester, New York. It is such a cool town. And you can go inside his mansion and see all this, including he had tons and tons of money, but he had this pipe organ that had 6,000 pipes in it. And it connected all through his house. And it was unbelievable. And I think he could play the organ or play the piano and maybe play the organ. I don't know. But so he would entertain all kinds of people at this point. It's definitely worth seeing if you're in that neck of the woods in Rochester, New York, the George Eastman Museum.
He probably took a couple of pictures of his organ.
Mm.
See, Dan, he was wrapping up, and then you derailed.
Just ruined it.
And threw all timing. This is a business about timing.
It is.
And you just ruined his timing.
Boo.
Sorry, Bill. On behalf of all of us, we're sorry for Dan and what he did to your segment.
That's all right. I've been used to it for many years now. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Now Bill will settle back in front of the TV and find another entire series of programs to watch, like he did with Tiger King. Bill Cleveland brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more information. And the joke will be brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Before we get to that, I talked to a couple of people, other people in the radio business, and as it stands today, it looks like, overall, in general, the radio business revenue is down 50%. Pretty much all radio stations have lost, in this last week, half of their revenue. I read where several other publications, newspapers, aren't printing now. We all heard the Riverfront Times story. There'll be others to fall and be online only. That's just what happened when advertisers aren't advertising. It just kind of hits everybody. One of the things that happened from this, my goodness, I felt like it was 1960 or something. My grandson put a walkie-talkie in their mailbox by their driveway.
No way.
And had his mom call the kid's mom across the street, I believe is how this went down, and told her to tell her son to go out and get the walkie-talkie, and now they're doing Red Rider to Blue Jay, Red Rider to Blue Jay. I thought this is fantastic.
That's awesome. Really?
It's like the old days. So they got their walkie-talkies, cool. And that's how they're... So they're not only keeping their distance, it's fun. Dan, we used to go on these trips with listeners, Dan and I took walkie-talkies because 22, 3, 4 years ago when we first started... You couldn't use, if you had a cell phone, it wouldn't work in Jamaica or Mexico, so we took walkie-talkie. One of us was Red Rider. What was the other one?
Oh, yeah, Blue Fox or something.
Yes, Blue Fox and Red Rider.
Yeah.
Those were our names. And so when we get separated, and then we had told some listeners, at the pre-trip party, we'd go, hey, grab a couple of walkie-talkies. They're not that expensive. We must have had at least, 10 listeners that had sets of walkie-talkies. So you could kind of tell who the members of our radio station group were around the pool in the resort. Anybody where, if you heard coming out of their little poolside bag, hey, that must be one of our listeners. Yeah, that was fun, actually.
And the resorts were huge, so.
Because if you wanted to connect or go, hey, we wonder where so-and-so is, call Red Fox, Blue whatever, and find them on the walkie-talkie.
If we do that again, can Limey and I have a walkie-talkie and choose our own nickname?
Yeah. You know what? If we would do it again, do whatever you want. Okay. Sadly, I don't think there'll ever be another trip.
I want to be called Chicken Lips.
I want my
consider it done.
Okay.
I want my code name to be Freedom Eagle.
Freedom Eagle.
Yep.
Okay. Whatever you want. I'm telling you, if we ever do it again, sadly we won't. But you can have that.
Blue Fox.
And when people say things like we're going to all get through this together, I'm bad about this, about being a little too skeptical and too much of a realist, because when I keep hearing, hey, we'll all get through this together, that is not true. You need to remember there are going to be people who are not going to come through this, not the way most of us are. So this idea that we'll all be okay, no. Try to start thinking about people around you who are not going to be okay and are going to have a tougher time recovering from this than you are or than I am. And isn't it funny how it wasn't but a week or two ago where things like TSA and taking your shoes off, oh my God, was a big deal, and now that's just not a big deal anymore. That if that's all we had to worry about right now, wouldn't that be fantastic? Is the TSA checkpoint, or whatever you want to call it.
Southwest Airlines has $39 fares right now. Wow. Like Detroit and
doesn't surprise me at all. There's always going to be that upside silver lining and little bits and pieces, and that's one example. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Before I tell the joke, a quick reminder brought to you by First Community Credit Union. They are open. It's drive-through service only. The ATMs, folks, are all working at every location. You need cash. You can get cash. You can do... It's banking business as usual, since most people did their banking online anyway or at the drive-through. That doesn't change. And if you need to sit down with somebody and sign some papers, you can set up an appointment to do that. And again, safe deposit boxes. Just tell the person at the drive-through you need to get in and get your safe deposit box. They're ready. They've got somebody to handle that for you. First Community Credit Union. Keep up on what's going on by visiting their website, firstcommunity.com. The ladies are here. Limey, this is for you. Guy has an aunt from Birmingham, England. She's visiting. And they're not into baseball the way we are. What are they, cricket people or whatever?
Yeah, cricket, golf, stuff like that.
Yeah, she knows nothing about baseball. So he takes her to a baseball game. And as she's watching the game, she's asking her nephew, you know, she's 60-ish, and she's asking what's going on, what does this mean, what does that mean. So the batter, he hits one deep into center field. And, of course, the batter starts running, and she goes, oh, what's he doing now? And her nephew says, well, he's running, and that's deep in the center field. He's trying to get around as many bases as he can. That's at least a double, maybe a triple. So he's running to get to all these. She jumps up on her feet and goes, run swiftly, young man, run swiftly. And she sits down. Next batter comes up. And he bunts, and as he does it, she looks at her nephew and goes, well, that young man doesn't have much strength. Look at that little bitty hit. He goes, and Bernie, that is that's called a bunt. And now look at him. He's trying to get to first base before they can throw him out. That's what the bunt is. It's just enough that before they retrieve it, so she jumps to her feet and she goes, run swiftly, young man, run swiftly. The next batter gets up. Pitcher throws the ball. Batter doesn't swing. Pitcher throws the ball. Batter doesn't swing. Pitcher throws the ball. Batter doesn't swing. Pitcher throws the ball, batter doesn't swing, but the batter drops the bat and just starts ambling toward first base. And she says, what in the world is going on there? Why, he's not running as swiftly. He goes, Aunt Bernie, that guy has four balls. And she stands up and goes, walk proudly, young man. Walk proudly.
Let's get a check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Think It Up. Think It Up, it's a new initiative to activate student-powered, teacher-led learning projects. Students and teachers, how can you spark great learning experiences in your classrooms? Join at thinkitup.org. You had that earlier accident eastbound 70 at the Poplar Street Bridge. That traffic completely thinned out. Westbound 44 between downtown and 270, you're looking at 13 minutes. 22 minutes eastbound 70 from Wentzville Parkway to 270. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Surf and Sirloin, still open for business, folks. Carry out and delivery. You can place your order anytime. Pickup is available from 2 to 7 p.m., and the restaurant will personally deliver to anyone within a 10-mile radius. The surfandsirloin.com menu has been reconfigured for couples, packages, and families of four. Check out the specials, including all of their porterhouse, filet, and ribeyes, along with chicken parmesan, grandma's breaded pork chops, fried cod, chicken fingers, and crab cake entrees. Give them a call, 822-3637, 822-3637. Carry out and now delivery from Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270.
Attorney Margaret Bush Wilson was the first African-American woman to head the National NAACP in 1975 as its chair. She improved the civil rights group's finances and championed youth recruitment and affirmative action. Dr. Helen Nash was the first African-American physician at St. Louis Children's Hospital in 1949, leading the fight against lead poisoning as well as child abuse. Ameren, Missouri salutes Women's History Month and Attorney Wilson and Dr. Nash in helping turn the pages of history.
Surf and Sirloin, still open for business, folks. Carry out and delivery. You can place your order anytime. Pickup is available from 2 to 7 p.m., and the restaurant will personally deliver to anyone within a 10-mile radius. The surfandsirloin.com menu has been reconfigured for couples, packages, and families of four. Check out the specials, including all of their porterhouse, filet, and ribeyes, along with chicken parmesan, grandma's breaded pork chops, fried cod, chicken fingers, and crab cake entrees. Give them a call, 822-3637, 822-3637. Carry out and now delivery from Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270.
Well, I've not read any articles that said drinking wine will keep the coronavirus away, but if that were true, this guy will never get it. Mike Evans in Dallas, Texas, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. And I am sad to deliver the news that they're both closed, even the Smokehouse. Now, this day to day, this stuff changes. The information changes. But please, folks, remember this. The minute they reopen, let's do everything we can to make sure the people who supported this show and the aspects of this show get back on their feet. And that means, if nothing else, gift cards right away. Get in there and start buying some gift cards for down the road. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse Market. closed only on Monday, except now. And now they're closed till further notice. Chesterfield Valley East and most of the other stuff. From Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans. Goodness, this is a good time to be a wine drinker. I'm not, but I may have to take that up pretty soon.
Just you should, on me. You
calm
should.
Calm the nerves.
Pop quiz question all week long. Celebrities and their tattoos today. Name the name of the celebrity who has a beautiful, it's actually a work of art tattoo of his grandfather on his leg. Bradley Cooper, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, David Beckham, Joe Jonas. Answer in just a minute. Coronavirus sidebar's biggest celebrity hoarder, gotta be Charlize Theron. Spotted at the West Los Angeles Whole Foods with two assistants and four shopping carts full to the brim. Wow. Big topic, toilet paper. Toilet paper nuggets, the most expensive toilet paper is made by Renova of Portugal. The TP comes in black paper, it's scented, costs $5 a roll, and it is the TP of choice of Kris Jenner.
Oh, that's good to know.
Okay, yeah, that's okay. She's
okay, blimey. Queen Elizabeth wipes her royal arse with hand-stitched silk hankies.
What?
What?
Wow.
I assume that they are washed after she uses them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they would have to be.
Oh, I was going to say just the opposite, that they aren't washed.
And what?
Well, because
I don't know. There's so much money.
Silk.
I just assume you use them and throw them away. I mean, that's wasteful, but I don't know. That's would be a great thing to try to find out. Do they wash them? And is that a good material to use? Silk? Isn't that a little slippery? That doesn't sound like a good idea.
I don't know. Love Nuggets. Well, it didn't take long. Ben Affleck and Cuban actress Ana de Armas. They're on the fast track. Met 3 months ago. They're already living together. I've been saying it for years. And now, hairdressers, studio executives, production assistants, bodyguards, pages, stage managers, and others are saying when the camera is off, Ellen DeGeneres is a difficult, mean, conceited, demanding, impossible woman to work with.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I've been saying it for years.
Doesn't surprise me.
Sports shorts. If you go online to the Los Angeles Times website and search 92-year-old retired great Vin Scully, you can hear his comments about the coronavirus. It's really insightful and really interesting to hear. Yeah, here's a little story for you. Decades and decades ago, I used to hang out with Al Michaels. We used to hang out at the Tahitian Lanai and at Kelly's on Lagoon Avenue in Honolulu. This is back when Al Michaels was just getting started, and he was doing play-by-play for the Hawaiian Islanders minor league baseball team. A long time ago. Well, Al will retire from Monday Night Football in 2 years. ABC has begged Peyton Manning to take his place. Peyton has passed, so it's anybody's guess who will replace Al Michaels, but those are big shoes to follow. Today's TV show is worth binging while stuck at home. Self-Made. Self-Made is on Netflix. It's a true story about C.J. Walker, a black woman in the 1890s, played by Octavia Spencer, who becomes the first self-made black woman millionaire. It's a four-part series produced by LeBron James.
All right, 1 minute, 10 seconds, Mike. Write this down. Two words, Tiger King on Netflix.
I know, I'm watching it now.
Oh, wow.
Is it
you like
great?
It?
I love it. Are you kidding?
Also, if you're going to binge 697 episodes of The Simpsons, and when you're finished with that, there's 480 episodes of Gunsmoke, and finally on the broadcast.
All right, look at that. Look at this guy, master of timing.
Celebrity with tattoos today. This celebrity has a beautiful, it's actually a work of art, tattoo of his grandfather on his leg. Bradley Cooper, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, David Beckham, Joe Jonas.
I'll say David Beckham.
Joe Jonas.
I'll say Bradley Cooper.
I will also say Bradley Cooper.
The answer is Joe Jonas.
No!
Way to go, Dan.
Way to go, Dan. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
Savor the moment. Savor the moment. Folks, day to day, that's all we can do. I have no idea what tomorrow will bring, what information we'll have for you, but we'll do everything we can to keep telling you stories and letting you tell yours. Thank you for sticking with us. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave.
Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
We're all changing things up to stay healthy. We're here 24/7. 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Leave things off in the college ranks. Trevor Lawrence and his girlfriend were required to close up shop on their GoFundMe account by the NCAA over possible violations. Lawrence was using his account to help those in need, but the NCAA specifically states that a player cannot use his likeness for crowdfunding. Well, that being said, the NCAA did reach out to Clemson to say they will leave it up to the university's discretion on charities that help local communities and released a statement saying they didn't ask Lawrence to actually take the site down. More to come on all of that. Meanwhile, Florida State running back Jashawn Corbin has been granted a transfer waiver after leaving Texas A&M. He is eligible to play this upcoming season. Carolina Panthers made it official today. They have released quarterback Cam Newton. They also made a splash via free agency as they picked up Robbie Anderson and signed him to a two-year deal worth $20 million. I'm David Gascon. We are Mark Warren.